Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so happy to be with you today, tonight, whatever time of day you're watching. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. And boy, what a message we have today. Hope equals double. My goodness, hope equals double. God's really had me in this the last few weeks on how we can receive more from Him, more from life, more from the Word than we've ever received before. So let's get right on into our message in Zechariah 9:12, and we're in the Old Testament, and I'm in the Amplified Translation. And I'm going to back up just real quick into verse 8. Let's see if I want to do... No, I'm not going to get that one. I'm going to get that one second. Now, let's do 9:12 first. 9:12. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. You prisoners of hope, even today do I declare that I will restore double your former prosperity to you. I know what it's like to have everything you've worked in your life for stolen from you, or the enemy tries to steal it. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have lost a loved one in a death, or seen a I don't like that word loss, because we don't lose loved ones. They go on to be with the Lord, but I know what that's like. I know what it's like to have seen tragedies in people's lives and in my own life that you just look back and look at them at the time and you go, what is this about? I know what that is. But God tells us He is a stronghold. He is our stronghold, and we are a prisoner. We're a prisoner of His strength. We are a prisoner of hope, a prisoner of His strength. This is who God says we are. Now, when you expect that in your life, when you expect faith in your life, when you expect when things are really bad, that you can go into the stronghold of God and He's going to take on protecting you, then that's where you're going to live with Him in victory. God wants you in victory. Let's read back in Zechariah 9:8. And I didn't really want to skip down there this quick, but the Lord's really encouraged me. The Holy Spirit's telling me to go there. God's talking here and He says, I will encamp about my house as a guard or a garrison, so that none shall march back and forth, and no oppressor or demanding collector shall ever again overrun them, for now my eyes are upon them. Beloved, God has got you in His fortress, His fortress of His strength, His protection, His provision. And you don't have to figure your whole life out. You don't have to jump up one day and say, well, I need to do this, or I need to do that, or I want to become this, or I want to become that. God wants to protect you and provide for you and show you the path that He wants you on. And there will be continual efforts by the enemy to try to destroy, steal, kill, rob you in every way. But you are in the fortress of Almighty God. This is one of the greatest words of hope to hold on to there's ever been. Now, I've been studying out the names of Jesus in the last weeks. And throughout the whole Bible, from A to Z, Jesus has a name. Not just Jesus the Christ, but Jesus Provider. Jesus, Protector. Jesus, the Stronghold. Let's look at Nahum 1:15 real quick. You're going to be so amazed at what this is talking about. I got into it and I couldn't get into it fast enough. Let's find out where it is here. We can't get in the Word deep enough. We can't talk about the Word enough. We can't find it even. I'm looking down everywhere. Let's see here. We want to make sure we're going to read this right. And we're in 1:15. I don't know if John has it on the screen. It doesn't matter. You write it down, Nahum 1:15. Behold upon the mountains the feet of him who brings good tidings, who publishes peace, who performs their vows. Behold, no more shall anyone come against you or pass through your lands. No more shall you be cut off. See, the time back in Nahum is the same time for you and me today. God has got us in that time now with Christ where we'll not be cut off. We'll not be put into positions where we're caused to have lack and that we are under the strongholds of the enemy anymore. God didn't intend for us to be in that stronghold. And he wants us to know that we can live in absolute comfort, absolute peace, absolute joy, absolute proof that we're living, having come through the valley of the shadow of death. See, that Psalm 23 talks about the valley of the shadow of death, not because we're going to stay there. The world is the valley of the shadow of death. The circumstances of the world that are negative and hurtful and harmful, that's the valley of the shadow of death. And God said in Psalm 23, you will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and no evil or calamity can come near you. The Lord is the good shepherd, and he leads you and he guides you beside still waters. He makes you lie down. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He makes you lie down. That means that he doesn't force you. God ain't going to force you, but he provides a place for you to lie down, a place in his presence, a place where you continuously repeat, the Lord is encamped around me as a fortress. He is my stronghold. He is my protection. He is my provider. God doesn't just have provision for you. He is provision. He doesn't just have finances for you. He is finances. He doesn't just have healing for you. He is healing. He is the Savior. He is the Savior that garrisons around you, protects you, goes around you as your stronghold. He is your stronghold. Well, if he's your stronghold, then there's no strongholds that can come against you. If God is your stronghold, and he is, then there's no strongholds that can come against you. So if you have what you call, see, a lot of times we want to call strongholds in our life, things that we don't know how to get through. But something can't have a stronghold on you. It can't, because God is your stronghold. He has you in his presence. He has you in the palms of his hands. Isaiah 49:16 says, I have carved you in the very palms of my hands. And there I will never leave you or forsake you. I will never forget you. I love you. That's who you are. That's who God's made you to be. And you're protected like a strong, it says in my little name above every name book here, it says you're protected and established like a well-equipped army. The temple of the Lord was built, and it was not built by might or power. It was built by virtue of the Lord's Spirit. It was built by the Spirit of God, and your protection comes by the Spirit of God. Your protection is by the Spirit of God, not by carnal weapons, not by what you can come up with. I had a wonderful partner in the ministry call me yesterday, and she's been in strife and confusion for over a year in her life. And she called me and she said, I can't take any more. I want rid of all of this. And I said, what do you think's causing it? What has happened in this last year to cause this? She said, well, it started when I started coming against my boss at work. And I started believing that people were against me on my job. And I thought it was a racial situation. And I started coming against them, and then I got fired. And then I hired an attorney, and I got the attorney to come against them. And I said, "Now, since you've had the attorney, how's things gone?" She said, "It's not gone well. I now can't find another job, and I'm losing the income that I had saved to take care of me in my later years." I said, "All right, are you ready? Are you willing to lay this situation down? Are you willing to walk away if that's what the Lord tells you?" See, sometimes the Lord wants us to stand firm in situations and be strong in the stronghold that He has for us. Sometimes there are those situations that bring us that peace, because we are to be a strong mountain by the favor of God when we know something is right. But when we are attacking, when we're becoming offensive, when we're coming against something, we're taking the steps to create havoc in somebody's life. That's not what God's talking about. That's a different situation. And that's where you've got to step back and say, "Father, this is not of You. This is not of You. And by Your Spirit, O God, is my weapons of warfare." God told me clearly when He spoke to Jehoshaphat, In 2 Chronicles 20, "Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours. You don't fight this battle. I'll fight it. I'll fight it on your behalf. You take your army and you bow your face to the ground, and you and your army start singing praises to Me. You and your army start praising Me, blessing Me, honoring Me. I'll fight the battle." And that's what Jehoshaphat did, beloved. He started marching toward an army of people that absolutely could have massacred them. And God went before him, because the weapons of our warfare are not natural. They're not carnal. They're not for us to use to come against people with. God wants us to know that He is mighty. Through Him to the pulling down of strongholds, anything that tries to come against you, anything that tries to build itself up as a fortress against you. I talk to people every day, all day long, when I'm in my office. And I hear it over and over and over. The discouragement, the fear, the doubt, the unbelief. Everything that's wrong in their life. The hurt, the pain of yesterday. And God is telling us today, the Spirit of God is telling us to resist all opposition. Every opposition, and every time the enemy tries to come against us, that God will overthrow that on our behalf. I know you're watching today and you want rid of something in your life. I know you want your life better. I know if your life is just as good as it can get, you would love to be in the presence of God more. That's what God wants. We're going to break. Come back in just a minute. When we do, we're going to talk more about how does God keep us in the fortress of His stronghold? How does He do that? Just because we hear Him say it, is that all there is to it? No, that's part of it. That's a big part. I'm Rose. You're watching Clear Vision. And boy, is it ever getting clear today. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established strong mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Glory to the Lord. I am so glad you stayed with me and that you watched that wonderful offer for the Strong Mountain DVD. I know John's going to get in on it here in a minute and show you. I want you to understand how to stop making mountains out of molehills. And to, by the favor of the Lord God Himself, in Psalms, He says, by my favor, you are my strong mountain. Instead of you talking about everything strong against you, let's find out what God has to say about you being the strong mountain. You don't have to climb mountains. You are a mountain. You're God's strong mountain. So order your DVD today. Request offer number 25, and let us send that to you, and then you pray about how God would have you bless the ministry and sow to the Lord. And order that, and when you do, you're going to get your little 30-day book, 30 Days, The Champion in You. That's, let me see, there you go, 30 Days, The Champion in You, 30 Days of Scripture, 30 Days of Teaching, 30 Days of Prayer, 30 Days to Change Your Life. If you don't need your life changed, then maybe you need to think about how much better God wants to make it. He wants your life better. He wants you in His presence more than ever. So get these two pieces and let God move in your life greater than ever before. Call the ministry. Ask for me. Ask for one of the prayer team staff. Ask for the product department. Ask for whoever you want to. We can all take care of you. So God loves you. And we're going to talk further now about the fact that we are in the stronghold of God. We are in His stronghold, and He is declaring today, this very day, I am declaring, He says, I will restore double to you. Oh my goodness, how many times have I heard somebody say, I just want my marriage back like I had it. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want your marriage back like you had it. If you wanted it back like you had it, you'd be in the same mess you're in today in a few more months. You want it better. You don't want the relationship you had before. You don't want the job you had before. You don't want the circumstances in your life you had before. You want double return restored to you of anything the enemy's robbed from you. You want better. You want what God wants for you. And let's talk a minute here about what God says about who He is, about who Jesus is. He says Jesus is the King of glory. He's the King of glory. He came riding into town on a little old donkey as a king. He didn't have a big old racehorse coming in there. He didn't ride in like some of the kings back in the Old Testament. He didn't ride in like that. He came in on a little old donkey, and He was the King of glory. Don't be misled. Don't think that everything that has a great big old fanfare is necessarily from the Lord. It may be, but sometimes the simplest of things can be from God. I've learned that from being on my farm. I've learned that from watching a leaf fall from a tree and float down to the ground and land a certain way. And the sun hit it just right, at the right moment that I needed that little moment from God. I've learned that from watching the sun glisten on the pond water and see a little bird come across the water and land and sit there and look around and then take off. There are so many things that speak about the glory of the Lord. And then the Lord tells us that He is the essential essence of our life, and that His goodness is the essence of His life. That's in Zechariah 9:17. He is good. He's nothing but good. He's nothing but strong. God isn't weak. It may look like He's weak, but I'm going to tell you something, honey. 2 Corinthians 10:4 tells us, and I'm going to read it right from the Amplified. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. If there's things trying to come against you in your life or that have been against you in your life, get in the Word of God. Ask God to show you. Call the ministry. Ask me. I'll show you where it is. To read that word over what's coming against you. God wants your future filled with nothing but joy and blessings and abundance. That's all He wants in your life. He wants to double restore everything to you that's ever been taken from you. He doesn't want you just getting back what you had. He wants you double restored. Oh, I'm in that right now in my life. And I'm telling you, it's great. It's great to see God restore. But you got to do some things. You've got to make some decisions for God to be able to do that. You've got to understand that Jesus Christ is the center of your life. And He's majestic in that center. He is there as supreme strength. He is there as omnipotent power. The only power that you need. You don't need the power of an attorney. You don't need the power of a court. You don't need the power of finances. You don't need the power of a job. You need the power of God. And then God brings all those things into your life. Jesus is excellent. He is excellent, and His energy and His strength is eternal. He's not strong today and weak tomorrow. Even when He died. Even when He died on the cross. Even when He gave up His spirit and His body died and He went on to be with the Father in heaven after that 3 days in the grave and 40 days coming back, He was the strongest there anybody could imagine. You remember when He said the last few words there? He said, "It is finished." And then John, in the book of John, it says, and He bowed His head and gave up His spirit. Don't you remember when Jesus said, "No one takes my life, I give it up"? Don't you remember when He said, "No one takes my life, I choose to give it up"? And that word, when He said He bowed His head, His head didn't fall over and He died. That word bow in the Greek says He deliberately put Himself into a position of rest. That means trusting the Father. Beloved, Jesus never faints. He's not weary. He's not tired. His ability to administrate His strength never changes. It's forever. He's magnificent. He's majestic. He's strong in power, mighty in strength, far above every principality, authority, and might and dominion. That's Ephesians 1:21. Jesus is far above every principality, every authority, every might, and every dominion. You've got something going on in your life, and it's jerked you around and turned you in every direction. Stop today. Sit down. Just sit down and understand God wants to be strong in your life. And He wants you to be strong in Him, in the power of His might. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know that Jesus is the Christ. He's the great God in the flesh. He's God Himself in the flesh. And He's glorious and triumphant over everything. He's your stronghold. Lord, I could sit here and talk about it from now on. He is righteousness, and He is gloriously triumphant over every evil or everything that comes against righteousness. Jesus told me this way. He said, "Rose, I have not just got deliverance for my people, my children. I don't just have defense for them. I have perfect defense. I have perfect, full deliverance once and for all, because I am their stronghold. I want to restore double to my children. I want to give them back more than they've ever given up or lost in their life. I want them to have the abundance, the overflowing, the cup running over life that I sent my Son for them to have." You remember Jesus said, "I've come that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." Well, that's what God wants. That's why His Son came. That's what He said. I'm going to read you a testimony that came in the ministry. It says, "Dear Sister Rose," and this beautiful letter came. It came without a name. It came without an address return, and it came with a financial blessing. And it says, I hope this will help with your TV ministry. I love to sow to my God. I watch every Sunday your Clear Vision program on Channel 34 in Louisville. I am disabled and cannot afford expensive clothes to go to church. I've been taught that you have to wear expensive clothes to church, and I don't have any. Beloved, that makes me cry to think that churches are still teaching you've got to wear expensive clothes to come to the church. And this sweet letter says, even though I am clean and neat, I was told once that maybe I could come to a prayer meeting on a Wednesday night because they didn't dress nice on that night like Sunday. My God, church, come on. I'm so thankful this person is watching this program. And they go on to say, your program means so much to me because I get to hear God's word. Please stay on the air, your loyal viewer. I don't know what you think about this letter, but it touched my heart to the very bone of my being. It confirmed to me that God wants us to love each other, whether it's through television, whether it's at church, whether it's through passing on the street, it's at a restaurant, it's at our home, no matter where it is. God expects you to let Him, to ask Him, to require Him to be your stronghold. I want you delivered. I want you set free. Call the ministry. Order your DVD. Order your book. Ask for me if you like. Let me pray with you. I want you to know God loves you, and He has nothing but good planned for you. You've been watching Clear Vision, isn't it though? And I'm Rose. Until next time, I'll see you on TV.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.